It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We come to eighth time. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Monday to all of you. Hope you had a great weekend. Good weekend to be a Houstonian in the sports world for sure. We are with you till 10 a.m. this morning. I am Sean Pendergast. He is Seth Payne. Hello, my friend.
It was an incredibly active and good weekend in the Houston pro sports scene. And I include the Houston Cougars in the pro sports scene.
Yes.
So, you had the Cougs with their two victories. You had the Astros going 2-1 versus a very good baseball team. You had the Rockets taking care of the Suns for the third time this season. What am I missing?
Did they ever? Shell Houston Open got all four rounds in by Sunday, when you consider how rainy it was Thursday and Friday.
Good job. And it kicking was Mother Nature's butt.
And the winner set the record. The winner's minus 20, the winner was in the Shell Houston Open. It was Minwoo Lee, who held off Scottie Scheffler. So, yeah, that took place in Houston, last I checked. So the only thing that wasn't in Houston was me. I was in Lake Charles. It took me getting the hell out of here for all the things to line up and be right in the world here in the Houston sports scene.
You need to leave town more often.
I'd gladly do that. I would have
to. Were you able to watch a bunch of the tournament from the sports book?
Well, yeah, we went for a birthday of a friend of ours who actually works for Landry's, works for Tillman. So we got tables in the sports book with Primo View both Ooh. Nights. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I watched plenty of basketball. I watched the Astros in like sportsbook watching mode, you know, where you're kind of watching a bunch of things at once. The main thing I was watching on Saturday was I needed Spencer Arrighetti to get more than 5.5 strikeouts.
Oh.
He only got 5. So yeah. I crumpled up my ticket when I saw that Joe Espada wasn't sending him back in for the 7th inning. I crumpled up my ticket and I threw it in Amy's face. And I said, here's your $100.
Arrighetti had all three starting pitchers looked very, very good and promising this week in the Astros' first three games. Arrighetti is the one that there's the most perhaps uncertainty about, and we're waiting to see. And he looked really, really good, except for that damn Jose Siri in the 6th inning. Walks, which he never does. Then he steals second.
Yeah.
Then he gets a third on a tag up, and then Arrighetti just gets hit a grounder, looks to third to hold Jose Siri, and then makes the incredible mistake of expecting Jose Siri to be a reasonable
person.
That he could just turn to first and make an easy lob to Christian Walker. And Jose Siri took that opportunity to come home and allowed Spencer Arrighetti's only run.
Only run.
It's got to be. It's got to kill you when you've been pitching that well. And then just on a simple. I mean, if he had just. If he had just gunned it to Christian Walker, that's likely an out at home, or Siri doesn't even try.
No, I'd rather lose a shutout on a, like a 500-foot home run than a than a mental error like that. So,
but then Siri in that same inning bobbled the Yordan Alvarez hit to center field and had no chance to throw Paredes out at home.
Yep. So it was good. So Astros, it was weird not having a game on a Sunday yesterday, but whatever. We'll get to the Astros at 6:20 here. But we got to congrats the Cougs, man. The Cougs, and this was a game, it's a lot like the Rockets game last night, where the Cougs just jumped on their opponent early and then just didn't let him up. And it was a vintage Kelvin Sampson Cougs performance. Only five turnovers in the game for the Cougs. Yeah. And one of those was five turnovers, and one of them was just an intentional shot clock violation just to get off the floor at the end of the game. They jumped on these guys early. They didn't let them up. The entire story, Seth, of the first half, I think it was Steve Lapis that was the color analyst on the game, the former Villanova coach, and I felt like he kept saying it over and over again, like throughout the first half and then throughout the beginning of the second half, if they can just get it down to 10 with 10 minutes to go, that's your goal if you're Tennessee. It was their goal to get it down to 10 at some point. It felt like all afternoon because the Cougs jumped on them so early, and they're on their way, man. They're on their way to the Final Four. They dominated Tennessee 69-50, the final score. Kelvin Sampson gets to the Final Four, first time since 2021, seventh time in program history.
And well, and we didn't get to talk about the Purdue game, right? That was Friday.
That was Friday, yes. Yeah, so we haven't talked about that.
So the Purdue game was where it was at. That was intense.
Yes.
And I mean, Purdue, when that game inside that play, the kick out by Smith for the three for Purdue that ended up tying it up. And then at the very, very end of the game, Uzan has a brilliant inbound play that they'd worked on. It was the second option on that play, and he scored with how much time was left on the clock?
It was like a second. It was
0.2 seconds. Yeah. Whatever. Well, the play by Purdue, too, to tie it was with 0.2 seconds left on the shot clock.
Yeah.
That was great. Now that was in an environment where you're playing, even though you're the one seed, you're playing in Indiana against Purdue. Yeah. Basically, they had home court advantage.
Yep.
Tennessee had home court advantage just by virtue of so many more Tennessee Volunteer fans showing up. But it was kind of like a road-like environment. So going to San Antonio is going to be nice.
Yeah, they've won, I think, 17 in a row now, the Cougs. Four losses all year, three of them in overtime. They are 4.5-point underdogs to Duke. I'm taking all of those points on Saturday. Duke is a really good basketball team. Man, this Cougs team is just different. They're just different than these. You watch all these games in this tournament, you're like, all right, that is a different look. It's an older team for one thing, although there are a lot of old teams in this tournament once you get to this stage. Duke is kind of a rarity nowadays in that they've got three freshmen on the team. But the way they defend the Cougs, their bigs, they're all like 6'8", but they've got arms that make them feel like they're like 7'4". I've been watching Stranger Things. A lot of Demogorgons out there, I think, for the Cougs. The way they smother, the way they play defense, and this team can score a little bit, unlike some of the other Coug teams. You know, with Cryer and Sharp and Uzan, those are three guys that shoot the three pretty well. So I think they're less prone to a stinker of an offensive game, which has been an issue the last few years. And last year, the issue was they lost Jamal Shedd early in that Duke game, but they get a chance for a little bit of revenge. 4.5 points, man. I am taking the Cougs, and I'm taking all 4.5 points, and I may go money line on the Cougs.
I want to give credit and acknowledge the Cougs fans who were in attendance yesterday for starting an SEC chant at the end of the game. That was much appreciated.
Good snark.
Jim Nance was in attendance as well.
Mm-hmm.
Said that it's harder to be a fan than an announcer. He's probably he's never quite had to experience this. He never really got to attend a lot of these games when he wasn't working.
It is kind of fun. It's got to be fun for him that when he finally decides to hang it up, the school that he went to. There were various other times you could have tried to hang it up in recent Cougs history here, pre-Kelvin Sampson, and there would have been really no reason to go to the Final Four, or the Elite Eight, or whatever. This is kind of fun for Jim Nance. He retires, and his team is one of the three or four best teams in the country, so he can travel around and do his thing, man.
Does he still do a necktie giveaway, even though he's not announcing the game?
I don't know.
Is there any kind of... Maybe if it's a Cougs, he'll do that.
Maybe. We'll see. Kelvin Sampson met with the media after the game, obviously press conference after the game, and it was interesting. The reporter asked Kelvin Sampson, did you see anything over the last 36 hours from your team that would indicate that this was the kind of performance you were going to get?
Coach, you guys really jumped on them that first 5-10 minutes of the game. I'm wondering, what, if anything, did you see in the last 36 hours that might have indicated that your team was ready to do that?
Well, it wasn't the last 36 hours. It's since June. And we didn't get good the last 36 hours. We just went through the Big 12 tournament, played three games there. A thing I like about this team, I don't think they overreact to anything, good or bad.
Yeah.
When that question was asked, I gave it a 1.3% chance of Kelvin Sampson actually giving any credence to the question itself. Yeah. And I expected
it's a fun
him to
game
show
to play.
At least a little bit of mild irritation or somehow perceive it as an insult, which is a little bit of the edge that he manages to maintain. They go on these wins. He's the classic kind of coach that figures out ways to keep people uncomfortable all the time keeping a chip on everybody's shoulder. Those three losses early in the season when they started off 4-3 were probably the best thing that could have happened to them, because they got their scare early in the year, the little reminder that you can never relax. And a couple of them were versus very good teams, but I was joking when I called NCAA basketball professional basketball, even though it is, but I do think that this team, maybe more so than any of the recent tournament teams, they operate like veteran professional NBA players would. They don't seem to blink in high pressure moments. They don't seem to relax when things are going well. It's really cool to see.
And credit, if we'll do an acknowledge me later for the Cougs at 7:20 when we acknowledge. But if we were to acknowledge, I think one player from that game yesterday, probably in the second half, Emmanuel Sharp hit those threes. The Tennessee was kind of creeping back in. They got it down to 10 with about six, seven minutes to go. Somehow they leave him wide open. He hits a three. They get it down to 11 a minute or two later. He hits a three, gets it back up to 14, and then he just hits a dagger three with about 2 or 3 minutes to go. So he three threes down the stretch for Emmanuel Sharp. And damn, just 5 turnovers for the Cougs.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
So this will be, Seth, this will be the opposite of what the Indy thing was, because now the Cougs all just, there's no excuse. You just drive down to San Antonio. It's a three-hour drive. You can be in your own bed each night if you want to. You know, it's not... Because I get it. Like, it's hard. And I think football is learning this, too, by going to the 12-team tournament, is that it gets hard to ask anybody other than the richest and the most diehard of diehards to travel to all these games. That, you know, to travel to three straight weeks, and if your team is doing what they're supposed to do, multiple games at each of these spots. But I think San Antonio is doable, man. I think that's you don't have to worry about flight or hotel for that one.
He's got his buddy Greg Popovich there, too. So Popovich texted Calvin Sampson.
Oh, nice.
Said, I'm the happiest person in San Antonio today, but not as happy as you and Karen, Sampson's wife, and the family, and your whole program built with great character and love. Bravo, my good friend. From way back on our walks, enjoy the win tonight with a good red. So he's talking either about wine or a communist there. I don't know.
Kelvin Sampson spotted with four Russians after the game. well, that's cool. Well, Popovich is, that's good that Popovich, I hope Popovich is doing all right. He's had a rough year. So congrats to the Cougs, man. And curious how many of the Cougs, if you're a Coug, get in that car and drive to San Antonio next week. So we get four number ones. It's much to the chagrin of everybody who's been sticking up for Cinderella out there. We get four number one seeds. All right, off and running on a Monday. Good to be with you. Rockets win last night, 148-109 over the Suns, by the way. I'd mentioned that. Texans make a signing. We'll get to that. EJ Speed is now a Houston Texans. Astros are 2-1 on the season, opening weekend. What was good? I think a lot of good, obviously the record. Any concerns early on about the offense? We'll get into the good and the bad from the Astros and the Mets this week, and we'll do that coming up next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.